Well, like many not-for-profit organizations, in-person fundraising is back in play for the first time since 2019 and all that COVID brought with it. And one of those nonprofits is an Oakville Cancer Support Centre called Wellspring that provides supportive care programming to help Canadians manage their lives following a cancer diagnosis. The organization kicks off a major fundraiser called Light Up Wellspring tomorrow on Thursday, December the 1st. Joining us today to talk about all the wonderful things going on at that fundraiser is Judy Perry Brinkert, Chief Mission Officer with the Wellspring Cancer Support Foundation. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Addie. Thank you so much for having us on your show today.
Oh, we're excited to talk to you. And there's nothing better than to talk to someone when it's raining outside and you don't want to be distracted. And this is such an important cause. Light Up Wellspring, what a great name for the event. How did you come up with that?
Well, we thought it was a perfect name because we're lighting up the center inside and out and bringing light and joy into the hearts of cancer patients. We're really excited that this is our first time being able to offer a full in-person event after the years that we've been closed for the pandemic. So this is a really special event for us. And this year we have one of our members and her daughter that'll be on site. They'll be there to flip the switch, turn all the lights on. But there's an open house where you can come purchase goods and treats.
That sounds yummy.
Yeah. And there'll also be a silent auction with some fantastic prize packages in the event to want to get starting on some holiday shopping.
Right.
The event's going to be held at the Wellspring Birmingham Gilligan House on 6th Line in Oakville. It'll start up at 2 with chili and holiday treats available. And then the lighting ceremony itself will begin at 6 p.m.
This sounds great, and it's an event not to be missed, and that is tomorrow, right?
That's right, tomorrow, now, December 1st.
Yeah. Wellspring receives no government funding. This is always important to remind our listeners and relies on the generosity of donors to maintain operations. And so where would this money go, for example?
So this event is one of our principal fundraisers, and the funds raised will allow us to provide professional supportive care programming at no charge to anyone living with cancer and their loved ones. Wellspring helps people overcome many of the overwhelming challenges that they might find after a diagnosis of cancer. Those types of challenges include everything from isolation to mobility, anxiety, knowing what to eat, trying to get a better diet, crisis management, and even some practical issues like financial or workplace challenges. And this year is particularly exciting because we're celebrating our 30th year supporting Canadians.
Congratulations. That's something to be proud of.
It really is. And we're funded solely through the generosity of donors in special events like Light Up tomorrow.
Is there a particular website that people can go to donate?
Yes, our main website is wellspring.ca, and if you Google Light Up Wellspring, it'll take you to a link to get to the specific event where they can donate and find out more details about what's happening.
Right, and I loved your little description of the event when you said you're not only literally lighting up the room, but you're lighting up people's hearts and you're giving a lot of hope and comfort to not only people who are directly experiencing, but the ripple effect that goes through their families and friends as well, right?
Absolutely. Wellspring's open to both patient and all the people who support the patient.
Now, we understand that our very own news anchor, Andy Johnson, is going to be emceeing the event. Are you prepared for that? Because let me tell you, he is quite the persona. He's gonna light up the room in his own special way, right?
Well, and that's why he was absolutely perfect to have as our MC for tomorrow night. Your station has contributed significantly to this event. Not only did you donate the opera tickets as part of our online auction, but having Andy Johnson there will just make it even that much more special. We're so grateful for all your support.
Oh, I wish I could go, but I wish you all the best. Wellspring Birmingham Gilligan House, did I say that correctly? That is the name of that particular location, is located at 2545 6th Line in Oakville, and that's just south of Dundas. So once again, open house starts at 2 with a bazaar and bake sale, chili, hot chocolate. The outdoor lighting is at 6 p.m., and then there is a silent auction that closes at 8 p.m., and Andy Johnson will be there. Thanks so much, Judy, for speaking with us. It's been a real pleasure.
And thank you, Addie. Thanks.
Best of luck tomorrow.